The following is the temple opening address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 9, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
So that's the author of Vedic literature. Formerly, there was only one Vedic literature known as Atharva Veda. In the Atharva Veda, Krishna's name is there, and he is described as the son of Deva. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted from Atharva Veda in his commentary on Brahma Sangita. So, Atharva Veda is the original Veda. Then, back there, before the beginning of this age, Kali Yuga, this Kali Yuga is considered to be very much contaminated age. three-fourth part of the population, they are all impious in this age. Officially, one-fourth part of the population, they are pious. But that is also dwindling. The influence of this age is so strong. So in order to favor the people of this age, Vyasadeva divided the original Atharva Veda into four parts, four divisions. Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Rig Veda, Atharva Veda and Yajur Veda. Then he explained the Vedas by Puranas, 18 Puranas. Then he summarized the purpose of Vedas in historical form, taking the advantage of the Battle of Kurukshetra. He gave to the less intelligent class of men. It is stated as Sri Shudra Dvijabandhuna. Sri means woman, and Shudra means worker class men. Sri Shudra and Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu means those who are born in high family, like Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaishyas, but they are not actually qualified for that high position. Just like in India, there are many so-called Brahmins, simply by name Brahmins, they have no qualification. They are called Dvijabandhu. So this Mahabharata history was specially meant for these classes, women, worker class and the Dvijabandhu class, or the so-called Brahmins and Kshatriyas. But still, if you read Mahabharata, you will find that it is difficult even for the greatest scholar of this day. Just like Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is set up in the Mahabharata. And originally it was meant for the less intelligent class of men. So you can just try to understand what class of men existed in those days. And actually it is so. Bhagavad Gita, such nice philosophical, spiritual treatise, was taught to Arjuna in the battlefield. So in the battlefield, how much time he could spare? And at a point that he was going to fight, he thought, oh, why should I fight? So some instruction was given by Krishna. So you can imagine, at most half an hour, or at most 1 hour, he talked. And he understood the whole Bhagavad Gita. So what class of man was Arjuna? The same Bhagavad Gita, even big scholars of this age, they cannot understand. And Arjuna understood it within a half an hour. So we can imagine what class of men were at that time present. Arjuna was not a Brahmin. He was a military man. A military man is not expected to be very scholarly. He knows his own war. Come on. In this way, Vedas were distributed in several forms and divisions so that people could take advantage. That was the purpose. Formerly, Vedas, they are not in written language. They are called Shruti. Shruti means the students should simply learn the Vedic knowledge simply by hearing. There is no need of noting down or cramming, no. They are so intelligent because they are brahmacharis. So the brahmachari system is so nice. The students become very fertile in brain. Their brain becomes very much receptive. Very quickly they can receive. Even, say, 100 years before, Lord Chaitanya reproduced 100 slokas immediately after hearing from Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri was very learned scholar, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a 16-year-old boy, and he requested him that, "I have heard that you are so nice scholar, you can compose some nice verses in praise of Mother Ganges." And so he immediately composed, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, and he pointed out that, "Will you explain the 64th verse? Why you have said Bhavani Bharta? Bhavani Bharta. Bhavani means the wife of Lord Shiva. And he said Bhavani Bharta. Bharta means husband." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that Bhavani means Lord Shiva's wife. So why you have mentioned husband? That means she has got another husband. You see? This is poetical fault. So he was astonished that he is a 16-year-old boy, he is grammar student, and he has pointed out my mistake. So he felt defeated. Formally, two scholars will argue, and if one is defeated, he will accept the other as spiritual master. He will become his disciple. That was the challenge. Not like nowadays, that we go on talking for hours, and although somebody is defeated, he will never accept. No, that was formerly the way. That if the two persons are arguing, if one is defeated, the other is accepted as spiritual master. In this way, Vedic literature is vast literature. So our Krishna consciousness movement is that every religion, every human society accepts God, at least officially, accepts God and says God is great, but they do not know how God is great. That we are giving. Just like in school, children's school, they have got a pocket dictionary. Now, there is also definition what is meant by God. But if there is another big dictionary, just like internationalism, there is, or what is called Encyclopaedia Britannica, the description is more vivid. Any word. So, those who are actually interested in the science of God, they will find here ample opportunity. in this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not that decrying any other religion, no. It is a postgraduate study of higher consciousness or God consciousness. So there shouldn't be no objection from any religious group to come to Krishna consciousness. Just like many students from India, they come to your country for higher studies. So, this is the higher study, how to learn how to love God. That is our program. Savai pumsa paro dhanma jato bhakti radhukhach. Where the test of first-class religion is how the followers are developing love of God. It doesn't matter what that religion is. It may be Christian religion, Hindu religion, or Mohammedan religion. If one is developing love of God, then that system of religion is first class. Of course, every system of religion is nice. But as I say, that sometimes everything is done desa kalo patra. Desa means country, and kala means time, and patra means the receiver or the student. So, the Christian religion was taught in a different time. Now people are very much advanced in education. You see. And the country was desert. The people were not very prosperous at that time. That description of God, Vedanta means to know God. Veda is to serve Yamaiva Veda. Veda means knowledge. Knowledge means, ultimate knowledge means to know God or Krishna. That is perfection of knowledge. Bahunam janmanam ante. After many, many births, cultivation of knowledge, when one comes to the point of understanding God or Krishna, then that is perfection. Bahunam, that is. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan maang prabaddhati. So, Vedanta gives anandamaya vyasa. God is full of joyful pleasure. Reservoir of pleasure. And we are hankering after pleasure. So, if we, somewhere or other, we are already connected. Everyone is connected. I am sitting here, you are sitting here. Without being connected with God, we cannot see it even for a moment. God's energies are working. Any moment, the whole material world can be vanquished. It is by the mercy of God. Apart from material world, this body, I am speaking to you, within twinkling of an eye, a whole thing may be paralyzed immediately. So it is, we are also living at the present moment by the mercy of God. I am speaking to you by mercy of God. You are hearing by mercy of God. The mercy of God is there. Just like a prisoner in the prison house, he is also living at the cost of the government. Even if he is in prison life, similarly, although we are in this conditional state of life, we are living at the mercy of God. So just imagine the God mercy is there, even we are against Him. And how much His mercy will be bestowed upon us when we will be good child, devotee of God. There are many instances. Say, if you read our literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, his magazine, and we are publishing by and by so many Vedic literature. There are volumes, volumes. One cannot finish this Srimad Bhagavatam in his whole life by reading. So, these are meant for human society, for advanced human society. Take advantage and make your life sublime. Labdha sudullam amidam. This life is obtained after many, many millions of births that we do not know. Modern education, university, they do not know. They are simply after technology. Technology is good. This technology has produced this microphone. That's nice. But you don't forget the real technology of life. How to understand God, how to love God. That is real technology. This technology will be finished as soon as this body is finished. And if by chance my next life is something else, animal life, we have no concern with technology. Neither the human society has got any sympathy for the animals that are being sent to the slaughterhouse. But there is chance of changing this body from this body to that body to this body. This is going on. But people do not know it. Therefore, those who are intelligent persons, they should try to know himself. What is God? What I am? What is my relationship? What is this world? How it is working? What is this time? What are our activities? These are real knowledge. And these things we'll get from our Krishna consciousness movement. And by chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, you will be fit to receive this knowledge. Because at the present moment, our heart is fully contaminated dust, garbage. This will be finished. This will be cleansed. Sinnatang sakata Krishna punnatsavana kiva. By hearing this Krishna and his words, his message, the garbage of the heart will be cleansed and he will be able to see in true perspective the situation, everything. And then, if you cultivate this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, your life will be successful and sublime. So, and we are not bluffing people or making any business. We don't say that you pay me something, then we shall give you Hare Krishna mantra. No, it is free. It is publicly chanted. You can also chant with us. There is no charge. We don't make business with Mahamantra. That is not, no acharya has done it. So, my request is that here is a center open. You take advantage of it. Just assemble here and according to our routine work, you attend the kirtan class and these nice boys, whatever they have learned, they will exchange. You also make questions, try to understand, follow. Your life will be successful. And we shall be very glad to see that everyone, especially American boys and girls, have come to your country with a mission. And I think my mission will be successful. I thought that in India, it is not possible. They will not care. I have got practical experience whenever I go to some university. The Indian students, they take it as trifle, Hare Krishna dancing, because they have rejected it. They want to imitate. Overnight they become want to, like Americans, technology. You see? So when they see that I have brought here Hare Krishna mantra and their boys are chanting and dancing, they become actually not surprised, sorry, that what you have rejected and Swami is introducing here. So, my country's position is not very nice because they are imitating. They are neither this way nor that way. They are suffering. There is an example that if you step two boats at a time, then the result will be that you will be drowned. Two boats, one step here, one step here, then the boat will be down and will drown. So, duno kepa. So, they are trying to imitate the Western technological economic development, but the people are not fit for that purpose. They are by nature Krishna conscious, and the modern leaders and government is trying to cut down them. So they are perplexed. But in your country you are not poverty stricken. Your country is rich, you have got enough land, enough production. So, prasanna, evang prasanna manas. One should be very much satisfied. Then he can make progress in Krishna consciousness. So, you have no economic problem and you are searching after something. This is the thing, Krishna consciousness. You take it, you'll be happy. There are learned boys here. They have accepted it. Here is Kirtanananda Swami. He is a learned scholar. Our Hargriva, Howard Wheeler, he is also a professor. So they are trying to understand. Many other students there are. So it is not a bluff. It is genuine. You simply try to understand genuinely, then you will be benefited. That is my request. Of course, I have come here for 1 week. They will be here, but here is a nice center. Please come and join and try to understand. That is my request. Thank you very much.